This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts COVID metrics are moving enough in the right direction that Governor Charlie Baker says some businesses can increase capacity starting this week. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, the coronavirus metrics in the state looked good enough to Governor Baker to roll back some restrictions effective today. Can you remind us where we are regarding capacities for restaurants and other businesses?
Yeah, good enough for Governor Baker to go back on those limits that for many weeks now have kept a lot of businesses, including theaters, event spaces, restaurants, to a limit of 25% of their capacity. Now, starting this morning, as of 5 a.m., the governor lifted that capacity restriction to 40%, meaning gyms and all of these types of businesses, theaters, museums, other places where gatherings like this occur can go to 40%. He did, however, keep in place the restrictions on gathering sizes to 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors for public event spaces, indoor gatherings of people. So the restrictions or the recommendations from the state for those types of gatherings are still limited, even as the governor said he believes the state is coming out of the post-holiday surge. Hospitalizations, one key metric that he has been looking at, down 35%. So things are looking better, but they continue to urge precautions, mask wearing, and distancing.
Meanwhile, that push to get residents vaccinated against COVID is on. We heard pleas from many Western Massachusetts lawmakers and others late last week. The governor then announced that call center to assist people in making vaccine appointments is now available. Well, kind of. I mean, it's only open during business hours weekdays. Are lawmakers satisfied with the speed of vaccinations and accommodations the state's made to assist those over age 75 with making those appointments?
The opening of the call center was certainly seen as a step in the right direction, but are lawmakers satisfied? Are the governor's critics fully satisfied? I would say no. The call center that is now open, as you said, open during the week, during hours 8:30 to 5, not open on the weekends. The governor said that they did this to ensure the maximum amount of staffing that they could during the busiest hours. But, Senator Eric Lesser, for instance, who filed legislation to force the governor to create a 24/7 call center, said he would reserve judgment, wait and see how this worked. He's also someone who wanted this call center open around the clock for people to be able to make appointments, especially with blocks of appointments coming on early in the morning hours, people jumping online, booking them fast. So, I think there's a lot left to be done for the governor to gain the trust of legislators and the public. Equity, another big concern in this vaccine rollout. We're hearing it from lawmakers trying to reach hard-to-reach populations, communities of color, and other groups that may be more resistant to getting vaccinated. So still much more work to be done on this front.
Yeah, this week, lawmakers in the Massachusetts Senate are slated to consider rules for the session. Matt, while some of this obviously a procedural formality, the draft joint rules includes three new committees that would be added to the 29 existing joint committees. What are these proposed committees?
Yeah, this is really necessary for the legislature to get going. One thing that the Speaker and the Senate President have agreed on is to ask members to create these three new committees, one of which would be a COVID-19 and Emergency Preparedness Oversight Committee, signaling a desire amongst legislative Democrats to play a more active role in overseeing the Baker administration's response to the pandemic and the vaccine rollout. They're also looking to create separate committees that would focus legislation and oversight efforts on racial equity, as well as cybersecurity and other technological business areas. So the Speaker, Senate President, saying these are committees that would respond to issues of the times, and we'll see if they are approved and get up and operational, what kind of impact they have on lawmaking moving forward.
And in 15 seconds, should we read anything into the fact that the House is not scheduled to take up the rules this week?
I wouldn't read anything too much into that. The Speaker has postponed the House rules debate. I think they will look to see what the Senate proposes and sends over to them. There are some transparency measures in there, including the publishing of votes on bills coming out of committee. That's been an issue between the branches in the past. They will look to see what the Senate approves and then make adjustments accordingly and try and reach agreement in the next couple weeks.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House on New England Public Media.